Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. Remember my Ram Goldar and here Maseches Menachos Daf Nun Ches, the fifth parak Koh Menachos Baos Matzah. So the three topics are going to focus on number one. Rami Bar Chama asks, Hamalam Basar Chatas Ha'Of Al Gabi HaMizbeach. If one offered up the meat of a bird chatas onto the Mizbeach, is he chayev? Do we say the Torah only prohibited offering koshim imenu li'ishim, any offering from which part of it was already given to the Mizbeach fires, v'hai ein mimenu li'ishim, but there is nothing from this, the chatas ha'of, which is given to the fires, so the prohibition would not apply to it? Or does the prohibition include koshish shmo carbon, anything entitled an offering, v'hai nami shmo carbon, and this chatas ha'of is also entitled an offering? Rav Chisda answered that he's chayv since it's called a carbon. This question is the subject of a Malkos Tanaim. Rabbi Elazar says, Koshim Menu Ishim, and Rabbi Kiva says, Koshish Shmo Karban. Rav Chisda says, the Nafka Mina between them is the meat of a Chataz Ha'of. And Rava says, the difference is, Log Shem and Shom Metzorah. A Metzorah is a log of oil, none of which is offered onto the Mizbeach, but is also called a carbon. Point number two, a Braisa quotes the Pasuk, Sor Lo Saktiru, leaven you shall not burn, Einli Elakulo. With only these words, I would only know that burning all of it is liable, meaning an entire measure of seor. To include liability for burning even miksaso, part of a mixture of seor, the pasuk says kol, any. We derive liability for burning even a ruvo, its mixture, meaning a mixture of seor and unleavened material from ki kol, for any. Amarim debate the definitions of kulo and miksaso. Abaye says kulo means a kazayas, and miksaso is even less than a kazayas. He holds yesh komets pakos mishnei zesim. There is a komets of less than 2 olives volume, meaning there's no minimum requirement of 2 kazesim. So when the Torah includes miksaso, implying half of a kulo, it emerges that yesh haktara pakosim a kazayas, burning on the mizbech applies to even less than a kazayas. Rava says kulo is a full kometz, and miksaso is a half kometz but a full kazayas. He holds a kometz requires 2 kazesim. So even after half a kometz was included, it remains that ein haktar pachos makazayas, burning on the mizbech does not apply to less than a kazayas. And point number three, Amoraim discuss hamal masor umedvash al gabi hamizbech. If one offers up a mixture of leaven and honey onto the Mizbeach, Rava says he incurs 4 sets of malkas for offering seor, for offering dvash, for offering a ruvi seor, leaven mixtures, and for offering a ruvi dvash, honey mixtures, since they were mixed into each other. Abaye says, in looking al rav shebaklolos, one does not incur malkas for violating a general prohibition. Since the phrase kol seor incorporates both the prohibition of leaven and a leaven mixture, and kol dvash includes both the prohibition of honey and a honey mixture, they are each a lav shebaklolos. There are 2 versions of Abaye's opinion. According to some, he still incurs 1 set of malkas for each prohibition, but there's no second malkas for the additional mixture prohibition, thus he would be liable to 2 sets of malkas. According to others, chadin nami lo laki, he does not even incur 1 set of malkas, the hal miyachid lave kol lave dechasima, because its prohibition is not specific, like the lav prohibiting muzzling an animal while it threshes. Since that is the prototype for malkas, and these lavin are different from it, they do not incur any malkas at all. So once again, the 3 points are number 1. Rami Bar Chama asks, Hamal mabasur chatas ha'of al gabi ha'mizbeach. If one offered up the meat of a bird chatas onto the mizbeach, is he chayev? Do we say the Torah only prohibited offering koshim imenu li'ishim, any offering from which part of it was already given to the mizbeach fires, v'hai ein mimenu li'ishim, but there is nothing from this, the chatas ha'of, which is given to the fires, so the prohibition would not apply to it? Or does the prohibition include koshish shmo carbon, anything entitled an offering, v'hai nami shmo carbon, and this chatas ha'ov is also entitled an offering? Rav Chisda answered that he's chayv since it's called a carbon. This question is the subject of a Malkos Tanaim. Rabbi Elazar says koshim menu ishim, and Rabbi Kiva says koshish shmo carbon. Rav Chisda says the nafka mina between them is the meat of a chatas ha'of, and Rava says the difference is log shem and shom metzorah. A metzorah is a log of oil, none of which is offered onto the mizbeach, but is also called a carbon. Point number 2, a braisa quotes the pasuk, sor lo saktiru, leaven you shall not burn, einli elakulo. With only these words, I would only know that burning all of it is liable, meaning an entire measure of seor. To include liability for burning even miksaso, part of a mixture of seor, the pasuk says kol, any. We derive liability for burning even a ruvo, its mixture, meaning a mixture of seor and unleavened material from ki kol, for any. Amarim debate the definitions of kulo and miksaso. Abaye says kulo means a kazayas, and miksaso is even less than a kazayas. He holds yesh komets pakos mishnei zesim. There is a komets of less than 2 olives volume, meaning there's no minimum requirement of 2 kazesim. So when the Torah includes miksaso, implying half of a kulo, it emerges that yesh haktara pakosim a kazayas, burning on the mizbech, applies to even less than a kazayas. Rava says kulo is a full kometz, and miksaso is a half kometz but a full kazayas. He holds a kometz requires 2 kazesim. So even after half a kometz was included, it remains that ein haktar pachos makazayas, burning on the mizbech, does not apply to less than a kazayas. And point number 3, Amoraim discuss hamal mesor umedvash al gabi hamizbech. If one offers up a mixture of leaven and honey onto the Mizbeach, Rava says he incurs 4 sets of malkas for offering seor, for offering dvash, for offering a ruby seor, leaven mixtures, and for offering a ruby dvash, honey mixtures, since they were mixed into each other. Abaye says, ein lokin al lav shebaklolos, one does not incur malkas for violating a general prohibition. Since the phrase kol seor incorporates both the prohibition of leaven and a leaven mixture, and kol dvash includes both the prohibition of honey and a honey mixture, they are each a lav shebaklolos. There are 2 versions of Abaye's opinion. According to some, he still incurs 1 set of malkas for each prohibition, but there's no second malkas for the additional mixture prohibition. Thus, he would be liable to 2 sets of malkas. According to others, he does not even incur 1 set of malkas, because its prohibition is not specific, like the love prohibiting muzzling an animal while it threshes. Since that is the prototype for malkas, and these loving are different from it, they do not incur any malkas at all. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Nun Ches, and our standard Siman is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, not to be confused with the biblical Noach. So here goes. At the Mizbech liability for feeding exhibit, Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, first tossed the meat of a bird chattas onto the flames, explaining that even though none of it normally goes to the fires, it's still called a carbon, while sprinkling seor smaller than a kazayas onto it, since he held yesh haktar pachosim a kazayas. While his assistant spilled a sticky mixture of leaven and honey onto the Mizbech, and the nearby basin debated whether he deserved 4 sets of lashes, 2 or none, because the prohibition is all love, shebaklolos. So once again, in slow motion. At the Mizbech liability for feeding exhibit, Noach Goldberg the zookeeper. Noach Goldberg the zookeeper? That must more on Duff. Nun Ches. At the Mizbech liability for feeding exhibit, Noach Goldberg the zookeeper first tossed the meat of a bird chattas onto the flames, explaining that even though none of it normally goes to the fires, it's still called a carbon, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama asked, Hamal mabasor chattas ha'uf al gabi ha'mizbech. If one offered up the meat of a bird chattas onto the Mizbech, is one chayiv? Do we say the Torah only prohibited offering koshi mimenu le'ishim, any offering from which part of it was already given to the Mizbeach fires, but there's nothing from this chattas ha'of which is given to the fires, so the prohibition would not apply to it? Or does the prohibition include kosher shmo carbon, anything entitled an offering, by nami shmo carbon, and this chattas ha'of is also entitled an offering? So, at the Mizbech liability for feeding exhibit, Noach Goldberg the zookeeper first tossed the meat of a bird chattas onto the flames, explaining that even though none of it normally goes to the fires, it's still called a carbon, while sprinkling seor smaller than a kazayas onto it, since he held yesh haktar pakos makazayas, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses kul amiksasos who gabri the issue of burning leaven on the Mizbech, and brings the malchokas of ein haktar pakos makazayas. So, at the Mizbech liability for feeding exhibit, Noach Goldberg the zookeeper first tossed the meat of a bird chattas onto the flames, explaining that even though none of it normally goes to the fires, it's still called a carbon, while sprinkling seor smaller than kazayas onto it, since he held yesh haktar pachosa mekazayas, while his assistant spilled a sticky mixture of leaven and honey onto the Mizbech, and the nearby basin debated whether he deserved 4 sets of lashes, 2 or none, because the prohibition is a lav shebaklolos. Which reminds us, Amraim discussed Hamal Masor Udvash al Gabi Mizbech. If one offers up a mixture of leaven and honey onto the Mizbech, Rava says he incurs 4 sets of malkas for offering seor, for offering dvash, for offering a ruvi seor, leaven mixtures, and for offering a ruvi dvash, honey mixtures, since they were mixed into each other. Abaye says, Ein lokin olav shebaklolos, one does not incur malkas for violating a general prohibition. two interpretations are given as to what Abai is saying, with his chayv two malkas, or maybe not even one. So once again, at the Mizbech, liability for feeding exhibit, Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, first tossed the meat of a bird chatas onto the flames, explaining that even though none of it normally goes to the fires, it's still called a carbon, while sprinkling Seor small than the Kazayas onto it, since he held Yesh Haktara Pochos Mekazayas, while his assistant spilled a sticky mixture of leaven and honey onto the Mizbeach, and the nearby basin debated whether he deserved four sets of lashes, two or none, because the prohibition is all love, Shabbat Lalos. Alright, so now it's time for our four Blabach Hazara. Daf Nun Dalad. So the simmer Daf Nun Dalad is noodles. So here goes. The noodle chef, that must be more on Daf Nun Dalad. The noodle chef who poured the water from cooking noodles onto flour from Minchas Chota to make the kamitza easier, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda said, Enocha al kasha la kamitza yosim minchas chota. You have no mincha which is more difficult to perform kamitza than the sinner's mincha, because no oil is added and some of the dry flour will likely fall away when the kohen brushes the kometz. The Gemara brings the malchukas if one may add water to make it a bit easier. So the noodle chef who poured the water from cooking noodles onto flour for a minchas chota to make the kamitza easier served the noodles with meat that was tummy but shrank to less than a kabea and swelled back to a kabea, which reminds us the Gemara discusses meat which shrank to less than a kabea and then swelled back to a kabea regarding tuma. The Gemara brings the malchokas whether or not yesh dichui be'isura, whether there is a concept of rejection regarding laws of prohibition, such as tuma, meaning once it's disqualified from tuma, it remains disqualified. However, a Mishnah proves that there is no dichui for isur. So the noodle chef who poured the water from cooking noodles onto flour for a minchas chota to make the kibitza easier, served the noodles with meat that was tummy but shrank to less than a kabea, and then swelled back to a kabea, with a dessert of dried figs of maisa, the trumas maisa was taken, using fresh figs by number, by nyafa, which reminds us, Gemara discusses separating maisa from te'enim for grogros, and vice versa, and whether it's done by number or volume. Daf Nun Hei, so the simmer Daf Nun Hei is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The Levi took the speed limit sign of 55. Speed limit sign of 55? That must be more on Daf Nun Hei. The Levi took the speed limit sign of 55 to separate Trumas Meiser, fresh figs, for dried figs, which reminds us the Gemara discusses separating Trumas Meiser from longer-lasting produce versus superior quality produce. So the Levi took the speed limit sign of 55 to separate Trumas Meiser from fresh figs for dried figs, didn't notice a policeman hiding behind with his chametz detector radar gun, who zapped one cone who let a shiraim become chametz, which reminds us, Reish Lakish provides a source that even shiraim may not be made chametz. The pasuk says, Lo sefer chametz chelkam, it shall not be baked leavened, their portion. These words are darshan to be read together, teaching, Afil chelkam lo sefer chametz. Even their portion, referring to the Kohanim's portion, may not be baked leavened. The Gemara clarifies that it is the superfluous word chelkam which teaches this drasha. So the Levi took the speed limit sign of 55 to separate Trumas Meiser from fresh figs for dried figs, didn't notice the policeman hiding behind with his chametz detector radar gun, who zapped one cone, who let a shiraim become chametz, and zapped another one three separate times for kneading, shaping, and baking a mincha, that was chametz, which reminds us the mission concludes v'chai v'alishasa v'arichasa v'alfiyasa. One is chai for preparing a mincha as chametz for its kneading, its shaping, or its baking. Daf Nun Vav. So the siman Daf Nun Vav is a shusher going nu-nu, nu-nu. So here goes. The shusher said nu-nu. Shusher going nu-nu. That must be around Daf Nun Vav. Nu-nu. The shushu said nu-nu to the kohen getting lashed twice for baking a mincha as chametz, even though he didn't shape it himself, which reminds us the mission on the previous daf taught that one is chai for processing a mincha, which is chametz, for every step of the baking process. Rapapa says, afa lo kushtaim, if he baked it leavened, he incurs two sets of malkas, one for its shaping and one for its baking, despite not having performed the shaping itself, because the baking completes the shaping process. So the shushu said nu-nu to the kohen getting lashed twice for baking a mincha as chametz, even though he didn't shape it himself, had no problem letting the blood out of a bechor that was seized by excess blood by puncturing the animal's ear, which reminds us, a braisa states, bechor she'achos adam, if a bechor was seized by an excess of blood, Reb Meir says, mekizin oso es adam, we may let its blood, but makum shein osin b'mum, in a place which will not cause a blemish in it because it will heal, but not where it will cause a mum, for example, the eye or ear, which will not heal. The Chachamim say one may even let blood in a place which will cause a mum, because they permit inflicting a second mum on a bal mum, such as this sick animal. Ubavad shul yishchod o oso mum, provided that he doesn't shecht the animal for personal consumption on the basis of that mum. Rather, he must wait for an additional mum to develop before shechting it. Two more opinions are brought. So the Shishu said, nu, to the Kohen getting lashed twice for baking a minchas chametz, even though he didn't shape it himself, had no problem letting the blood out of a bechor that was seized by excess blood by puncturing the animal's ear. Since he held one can be matal mum b'mal mum, unlike the cases of mechametz achar mechametz and mesaris achar mesaris, which everyone agrees, which reminds us, although Tanaim argue about inflicting a mum on a carbon, which is already a bal mum, Rabbi Yochanan said that all agree that mechametz achar mechametz, one who processed 11 mincha after someone else already processed this 11 mincha, is chayiv. Similarly, all agree that mesaris achar mesaris, one who castrates an animal after someone else already castrated, is chayiv based on psukim about each respective prohibition. The Tanaim argues specifically about matal mum bebal mum, inflicting a blemish on an already blemished animal. Daf Nun Zayin. So the Siman Daf Nun Zayin is a nose, and we use a doll with a long nose. So here goes. The man who used the long nose from his doll, that must be on Daf Nun Zayin. The man who used the long nose from his doll to put some meat on the coals on Shabbos and was punished because only one side got cooked, kamacho ben drosai, and he didn't flip it over, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Niach baso al gabi gochalim." If one placed meat onto coals on Shabbos, then if he turned the meat over so the other side would roast, he's chai. But if he didn't turn it over, he's punter. The Gemara explains the cases where, without the meat being turned, it would have cooked on one side, kamacho ben drosai, like the cooking level of ben drosai's food, which is one third cooked. And by turning it, both sides were roasted, kamacho ben drosai. Ryokan is teaching that one side of cooking, which is only kamacho ben drosai, is not considered cooking at all, and butter. So the man who used the long nose from his doll to put some meat onto the coals on Shabbos and was punished because only one side got cooked, kamacho ben drosai, and he didn't flip it over. Watch the Kohen who used the nose from his doll to mix some sourdough into a mincha in the Azora, take it out and mix it some more, which reminds us where Papa asks, chimsa v'yatzos v'chaz v'chimsa ma'u. If one leavened a mincha dough and it left the Azora and he leavened it again, what is the halacha? Although a second leavening is normally liable, since this mincha left the Azora before the second leavening, it became disqualified, and an invalid mincha is not chai for leavening. However, perhaps we say, kevin dechimsa, since he leavened the dough before it left the azar, disqualifying it for offering, psul yotze lo mahanibe, the psul of having left does not affect it, and he would be liable for the second leavening. So the man who used the long nose from his doll to put some meat on the coals on Shabbos and was put because only one side got cooked, kamacho ben drosai, and he didn't flip it over. Watch the Kohen use the nose from his doll to mix some sourdough into a mincha in the Azar, take it out, and mix it some more, while throwing another doll at a Kohen who was taking meat and flour from a carbon that was supposed to be eaten onto the kevish of the Mizbeach, which reminds us, a brisa prohibits offering up onto the Mizbeach the meat of a chatas, ashem, or any carbon meat which is eaten, or the shiraim of any mincha which is eaten. Amoraim discuss if one offers up any of these items onto the ramp of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan says he is chayev, but Rabbi Elazar says he's pater. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we have machlokes? How much levon was brought in chavite kohen gadol? That's on daf nun beis. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that even the shiraim of a mincha, which are eaten by kohanim, cannot be made chametz? That's on daf nun hey. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we have machlokes if ein haktara pachos makazayas? That's on daf nun ches. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss separating trumas maisa from te'ani for grogros and the question of whether we separate from longer lasting produce versus superior quality produce? That's on daf nun hey. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you discuss what the din is of one who placed meat onto coals on Shabbos but didn't turn the meat over? That's on daf nun zayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you discuss if there's liability for offering up basar chataz of on the mizbeach, which is not typically burned on the mizbeach? That's on daf nun ches. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have 4 opinions regarding letting blood of a bechor animal to heal it? That's on daf nun vav. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn why Klal Yisrael is compared to a zayas? That's on daf Nun Gimel.
Good.
Number 9. Which daf do you discuss meat which shrank to less than a kabea and then swelled back to a kabea regarding tuma? That's on daf? Nun Dalad. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we have a malkos regarding how many malkos one gets for offering up a mixture of sor and dvash onto the mizbeach? That's on daf? Nun Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.